Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday night show, and it is 6/16/2023. Well, just so that you all know, everything we've talked about over these years, now, once again, it pops up in the news. Yesterday, we have the hack attacks and all the different things. And all of a sudden, you've got in Arlington, Virginia, hut, 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 Arlington Cyber Command, Army Cyber Command, hut, hut, hut. And now today we have all kind of paychecks, apparently, on the East Coast don't want to go into the banks and all kind of stuff. This stuff is coming down the road for years. Now it's here. Now listen. Today they had in Pinehurst, North Carolina, that I think it's Moore County, because last year, remember last December or whatever it was, where somebody shot up the power substations, knocked the power out for about 45,000 people. We've talked to you about the importance of there about, in the nation, there are at any given time about 9 to 11 key power substations. That if those power substations were knocked out, the entire grid collapses. It is a vulnerability. Now, I've also been told that at any given time, the exact 9 or 10 substations might change or vary depending upon different factors involved in the energy grid. So there are things that do, in a sense, protect it, except from what? Hypersonic missiles, solar EMP, North Korea dropping their two little dinky dinks out of their satellites and then blowing them up over the United States. Yes, North Korea allegedly has a satellite, okay, that is in an orbit that keeps it positioned over the center part of the United States, and then they allegedly have two nuclear devices that can be dropped out and to explode in an EMP to take the power grid out in the United States. So once again, when Trump was in, they tried to fix it. Things he ran on and discussed was hardening the power grid so that we would be able to keep it up in case of problems or a war or what have you, or to prevent a terrorist attack on it. So when Trump was there, he tried to do it, but they wouldn't let him go. They would not let him do it. And remember, it's the dadgum Mitch McConnell and all the mushmouth, all of his people that were problems, and McCain and all that fight Trump on every kind of a thing because they didn't like him. He wasn't CIA. He wasn't the one that they were in with all the intelligence world and the corporations that are the big corporations of Lucifer. Oh yeah, Trump has done business with the banks because he's a strong borrower. But fact is that this Pinehurst meeting was a congressional subcommittee hearing on energy or on the power grid or whatever the exact title of it was, but they had questions. They had the Duke Energy guy there, and then I heard the one congressman say, CEO or whatever you are of this company, why don't you guys put more, security on your key facilities and that kind of stuff? Because the guy promised, we've beefed up some security, but we can't promise this will never happen again. Well, of course it'll never happen again, in the fake world. But in terms of the real world, we've had the one where they shot out the transformers in California back a while ago, a few years back. Then they did it again. And then in order to do it, somebody had actually crawled through the tunnel and shut off the information or the tripwire that when the power station went down, that it sent a message to the headquarters of the power company out there in California. Somebody cut off that tripwire would send the alarm to the headquarters and shut it down. So that was an interesting thing. We had the two recent deals. We've had the plans to do it one way, and then we had the vault in Spokane with the so-called white supremacist looking people. I'll tell you what, you'd better get you, if you can, a basic solar type system maybe out of home, out of a Harbor Freight, where, you know, for $189 or, well, last week it was $159 on a sale deal, but I think that's over. But about $189, you can get the panel, the collector, you get the basic wiring, a little charge controller, and all of that. And then you need to couple that with a storage battery, a battery like a marine type battery or golf cart battery or that kind of a thing. Or if you've got the money, a big long-term storage battery that you can then charge up. And then you need an inverter type system and a charge controller to where it will, then you can output and then you plug it in, your stuff and plug it in. The idea is not to run your entire giant household, but the idea is to run selectively a lamps, maybe an electric burner, two burner deal so you can heat something. Maybe it's the stereo, maybe it's the TV, VC, video player, you know. And that would then give you some music or a radio or a movie or what have you. It would give you basic lighting. Now you can supplement that with what? Lamps and lamp oil. Lord Jesus told you about that in Matthew 25. Matthew 25, the lamps and the lamp oil. So you've got that, and if you're going to get a little bit of solar, and I was hearing from a couple of different people who are putting together stuff. Somebody I just heard got a 200-amp-hour battery and the different controls and stuff, and they're getting ready to put that to work for them. And then I've had somebody I know just move some solar panels to the south side of their cabin, you know, somewhere, and that is now outputting energy and what have you. And they had the basic type of solar panels and different things and a small charge controller on an inexpensive basis. And they're able to run some lights and do some basic things. You see these deals for Patriots that the 1800 or the 2000 power generators, solar power deals that are all self-contained. There's stuff like on Amazon by Jackery and other different companies that will allow you to run certain things. Now, one of the things you need to do is to charge up another, like a 4-in-1 type of a deal that's a battery charger to start your car, to air your tires up, that kind of stuff. Those have batteries in them. Inverters have batteries in them where you can charge the battery in the inverter, okay? You keep going and you keep going and try to do it sort of like a perpetual kind of a charging or perpetual motion. Because, I'm going to tell you, this stuff, when it pops, you're going to be back to about 1850 or 60, you know? Read that book 1 second after if you've got the book or you can find it or whatever at the... The Forge book by William R. Forstchen, F-O-R-S-T-C-H-E-N. It's a novel. You'll read it quick. And you can see, you know, that basically all the things we're talking about, even in this meeting at Pinehurst, in the reporting of it, they said, well, there's a supply chain problem with all these parts in there, isn't there? They said, yes. And then remember I used to say the soonest you could get all the parts for the transformers and all of that to put the grid back up, if you could get all of them, would be the soonest 18 months. Now that time frame, listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, the time frame has gone out to 2 years. So you can't even get the parts for 2 years. Well, the congressman said, well, why don't we have, and why don't you order all this stuff now and get it into your warehouse so you've got it there? Well, we're certainly considering that, Congressman, you know. We'll take that under advisement, Congressman. So I'm going to tell you what, we don't make the transformers, the electrical stuff in this country anymore. It used to be made here. Now it's made basically in Germany, Switzerland, and in Red China. Okay? So consequently, you're not going to be able to get it. So do you have enough lamp oil to last you for 3.5 years of tribulation, the Great Tribulation? Do you have enough 120-hour candles to last you? Do you have sufficient ability to charge batteries, whether it be by solar? Of course, with the solar, I think under the orange cloud of the Canadian wildfires, I think the solar panels, like in some of the East Coast stuff, are not even picking up as much juice as they once would pick up. But you got to do what you can. If you got a wind, if you can put one of those little wind whirlers up there, little wind turbines, that will help you too. But now everybody can't do it. But everybody can, to a certain degree, get lamp oil. You see what I'm saying? They can get that kind of a thing going. You can get firewood, so you can at least have a fire pit outside and cook something on it. You could get maybe some extra propane if that's what you use on your grill, or extra charcoal or whatever you got. So I'm talking to you about practical measures in a hopes that you have ears to hear and eyes to see, because Lord Jesus told me tonight to speak it to you directly, tell you the truth, and tell it to you in terms of preparedness. But the first preparation is to know him as your Savior. Repent of your sins to Lord Jesus. Ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. I know that he's already supposed to have done that, and people have told me that, you see. And you don't have to worry. But I'm going to tell you what. I believe in getting the personal experience, direct experience with our Savior, Lord Jesus, so that you do know that he's with you and you're with him, and there's no doubt about it, and all of the good things that he can do. And then what does he tell you? I'm going to read this again, because this is good to read, because it's the one of the promises he gives you, all right? He talks to you about the faith, you know, the faith of a mustard seed, that if the mountain is there, you can move the mountain. You just tell it to move, it'll move if you got enough faith. But John 14, we've read it a lot of times, but I'm going to read it again. This is from verse 9. Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how, sayest thou, then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Now you need to parse that sentence out with the old sentence diagram and that kind of stuff, which I doubt they even do anymore. But basically, if he's saying, if you believeth on him, he's giving you a marvelous gift, that the works that he does, you'll do also. And whatsoever, listen, verse 13, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if he shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. And I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. And that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. And he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. You need to read that, because if you would like to see Lord Jesus manifest himself to you, you just were told how to do it by Lord Jesus. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is getting to be real interesting. Still on? Hopefully so. Hopefully we're still on. Are we still on the air? I believe we are. Somebody, if I'm still on the radio right now at 7:16 Eastern, let me know if I'm on. I think I'm still on. All right, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Lord Jesus, just incredible that what he's told us all along. And I also wanted to read something that, I'll save that for later. I want to see if I'm still on the air here and doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I think I am. I guess I'm off. I don't know. Anyway, I'll keep going. Okay, very good, very good. All right, so anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're still on the air, and here we are, and that's where we're at, because you never know anymore. So I'll tell you what, you can get a good deal on solar panels, the different stuff. You go to Harbor Freight, you go up on Amazon, look up online, and look for stuff that's inexpensive. Don't figure on doing your whole house. Okay, we're back on. Thank you to my Allegheny friend and to old MS. Thank you, sir. Anyway, so the fact is that Lord Jesus has told you that if you'll ask in his name, he'll do it. His name is Jesus, all right? His name is Jesus. Thank you for everybody who sent in and said, I'm on. Thank you very much. All right, so anyway, thing is that we're real close to a nuclear war. And all kind of stuff that you see, and if you watch, you're seeing it ongoing. Now they're having the hearings on the cyber attacks yesterday, you got today, and they said, oh, well, they didn't take that much down. You know, but, well, they're just showing you. The Russians have a rogue element that is sort of divorced and in the netherworld of spies and hackers, you see. But they still work and work directly or indirectly for Putin, all right? But I've looked into that a little bit in the past, but it's, these people are good. The United States does just as many hack attacks on people as anybody else does. And the fact is that, allegedly, let's go one of old allegedly groups that are like corporations that are wholly owned or owned by the intel people, you see. They, have levels of level three and different things like that. And I remember when I used to could trace my hack attacks on me back in the early days, 204, 205, and I would stay up all night and I would look at all of the internet addies and addresses of all the people trying to hack attack me. And I would trace them all around. I used to have the thing from McAfee, which they don't use anymore. They do got, can't get that information as easily. The zigzags that would go clear across the planet to this one, to that one, the other one, and then take you right back and show you the exact address and everything of who was putting that out. All right? And the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, is that I used to send all of those to Hackers Watch International or whatever it was, World Hackers Watch or whatever, and report them as being hackers. Well, half of the ones that were doing me were level three. Level three St. Louis, level three Chicago, level three Boulder or wherever it is up there, all the different ones. Well, that's the no such, okay? That's the no such. And then all kind of other people, but then the Chinese were just incredibly able to, you know, they had back then, I even used to say on the air, as far as I can tell, there's at least 20,000 red Chinese military hackers that are housed in the railway station. And I looked at all the different address and stuff, and most of them were going back to the Beijing railway station, a big building there where they had all these guys in a big, huge building just doing nothing but hacking. Oh, but that was when we used to, you know, have an edge on them. Now they got the edge on us. I can't tell you how I feel in terms of the impendingness, the imminence, the potential imminence of a large event happening here. And the TV is filled with this talk of elections. I don't know if we'll have an election. A general election in 2024 may have the primary, but as far as I know, I think we're still maybe within this year, there's going to be a nuclear war, some kind of a war erupt that will, nukes will be used, or the power grid in the United States will be taken out, the UK power grid, a lot of European stuff, and then it will go wild. And if Korea was to drop two and knock the power grid out, and knock out the eyes and ears of everybody, then I'm going to tell you, read that book 1 second after. They didn't have a clue at the first who did it. And then the military was hamstrung after that. And then the parking lots in the book, they talk about I-40. They talk about I-40 being a parking lot. You couldn't even move a car or truck or anything down the road until they knock them off the road into the ditch. And even that, you've got to have, somebody's got to have diesel, because who's delivering the diesel anymore? Who's got the gasoline, you see? There's nobody delivering it. Your bank accounts aren't there. Your stock fund's not there. Your 401k is gone. New York City may be gone, okay? There's no computers in your car that works. You might want to get you an old Ford truck or Chevy truck or something, you know, or Dodge Power Wagon or whatever it might be. You might want to get you something with plugs and points and distributor cap and an old generator, you know. A 55 Chevy would be really fun, you know, or a 56, 57. But if you had an old Ford truck or an old Chevy truck, one of them, get one of them old Chevy Apache trucks, they were pretty. But I don't know. If you read this book and read it and understand it, and if you've read any of the testimony of these past deals about EMP and blast taking out the power grid, you can do it with cyber, yes. And once it goes down, the grid goes down. And then now they say that the soonest they could get parts to put it back up is now not 18 months, but it's 24 months. It's 2 years. If the Great Tribulation, let's say, was 3.5 years, this thing would be half, more than halfway through the Great Tribulation. And I'm going to tell you what, after 12 months, after 1 year with the U.S. power grid down, 90% of the population, that means 9 out of every 10 people, are dead. Let's not be us. Let's stand in the gap for Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven against this stuff. Good news. Mr. Nunemaker, the wonderful missionary, Dave and Debbie. Dave Nunemaker had a cancer operation. We prayed for him on air, as a lot of other people did around the world. They were able to get the cancer out, and there's no additional material in there. Nothing else is metastasized, and may the Lord Jesus get all the glory. May our Father in heaven and Lord Jesus take the glory on that. There's power in the blood of Jesus, and he can give you a medical miracle. You don't need to heal, which takes all the time. He can give you the medical miracle and restore you back to health. And incidentally, to all those who've donated to the Indochina Bible Project, that's good. There was a good large amount donated to it. And now the Bibles and the songbooks in the language of the Montagnards, they're having a situation where they're costing more now, but that's good. So we've donated more. But if you want to get something to them in order to get and continue the ministry or the missionary work, Indochina Bible Project, or basically we should say Nunamaker, Nunamaker, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, PA, Pennsylvania, 17067. And that's Myerstown, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunamaker, Nunamaker. Indochina Bible Project. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, with a Y, Pennsylvania, 17067. All ladies and gentlemen. And let's pray again tonight for Brother Steve Quayle. Lord Jesus, will you go to Brother Quayle? Will you go to him? And will you provide him continually now with medical miracles and to restore him back to full health? He's been talking and doing a great job on the radio and do all the different things. But Lord, let's restore him fully into his health. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus, and to my friend. My friends up in Dunlap, Iowa, all right? May the Lord Jesus come and touch you and give you medical miracles to both of you, but to the gentleman, to the nice gentleman, Ron, give you medical miracles right now and restore you back to health. In Lord Jesus' name, I pray. Oh, and to the old sheriff of the old stagecoach stop. May Lord Jesus touch you right now. May he come down, put his hand on you where you can feel the power. And you already know because you've stated to everybody that you would tell all the doctors, all the different people that it was Lord Jesus that carried you through and saved you after you had actually died and you had to be revived and all the stuff. Oh, Lord Jesus, restore him to health. And allow him to be the sheriff and the old sheep herder and goat herder and all the different things. They have marvelous things. They have so much faith, Lord Jesus. These people, they have so much faith in you, and you bless them every year. And just when they think that something, there's not going to be any hay or there's not going to be enough of this or the coyotes and the wolves start to come, then they get blessed. After losing a large dog after 20 years or more, they get blessed with a little bitty dog who now has taken over the tough stuff and to run the wolves and the coyotes off. Oh, Lord Jesus. People out there, you need to get Lord Jesus in your heart as your Savior. You need to be true and you need to ask him, Lord, what is it that I can do to help you? Where do I need to stand, Lord Jesus? Where do I need to be? Where do I need to stand against the evil and to stand up against it on your behalf? Because we're coming down the line, and this is not the time to understand that this is not anything else but a war. And in a war, there are casualties. In a war, there are casualties, but I'm going to tell you, if you have, believe in Lord Jesus, and you ask him, what did he tell you? John 14. If you ask it in my name and you believe it on me and you ask it in my name, I will do it. You want to see him? You want to have him manifest himself to you? He told you. Read John 14 in a King James Bible. Get the red letters. Read what he has to say. Because we are now in the beginning of sorrows, per what Jesus has told us. We're in the beginning of sorrows and moving into the period of tribulation. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, if you need to obtain any gold or silver, because you see, we've got now over 180 countries now who are in the position of denying or saying we're not going to use the dollar for oil anymore. We're going to use our own currencies or the Chinese currency or this currency or that currency, and we're going to go against the dollar. And now they're talking about, even though the stock market's rolling on, because you see, you know how they do that? It's called the Plunge Protection Committee. And a lot of young people have no clue what that is, Plunge Protection Committee. And they take the money from the Federal Reserve, just makes a journal entry. Journal entry creates how many ever billion dollars. They then hand it to one of these big banks, one of the big trader banks, the Goldman or one of the others, you know, J.P. Morgan, Chase, and they hand them, and then they hand it to several of them, and then they buy the Dow. They say, this money, we're going to hand it to you. You buy the Dow with it. Or you buy the, NASDAQ with it, or the S&P 500. Buy them all up to boost them up, all right? So they can keep that going. Meanwhile, the bond market is going to start to collapse because they're going to have to raise the interest rates real high to get anybody to buy an American dollar or dollar-denominated bond or treasury note. So I think I'm going to tell you here, if you want to understand, they're talking about it right on the mainstream TV news about the power grid collapse and that you could not get it back up because there's no parts for 2 years now. 2 years you could not get the grid back up. If the whole power grid goes down, there's not enough of these substation parts and these transformers and all this stuff to put it back up. So what is that going to be like? Total chaos, you know. You're in a situation where you got to have lanterns, okay, and that kind of stuff. And, even the whales, they're killing the whales with the wind farms out in the ocean. The whales are coming to ground. Well, somebody better be collecting the old whale oil because they're going to need it. See if you can find lamp oil, because I don't like the smell, to be honest with you. And don't get you can't use the citron oil inside the house, all right? You can use it outdoors, but don't use it inside the house. But you need lamp oil or olive oil or kerosene. But I don't like the smell of kerosene all that much. And that ain't going to be around as easily, all right? And you need to go ahead and get whatever you can get, like a Dietz lantern or a Petromax lantern. The Petromaxes will run on just about anything. I like to think about them maybe being in a barn or outside or whatever, because you could run them on any kind of stuff, kerosene, gasoline, unleaded gas, lamp oil, whatever it might be. But they're a good indoor light. They're bright light. But the Dietz, the big, nice Dietz Jupiters or whatever, the big ones, you figure out what the fuel tank holds. How many hours? Then you figure out how many hours you want of a night of light. And you multiply that times 365 days, okay? And then you try to buy enough lamp oil to provide you with whatever amount of light you're going to need. Store it properly, all right? Away from the fire and all the different things. Store it properly in the bottles they come in. You can get 120-hour candles in the cans. If you want to be redundant, you could count up how many 120-hour periods or 60 hours if you got the 60-hour cans. How many of those are in a year, okay? you could do another year of those. So there's all kind of ways to do it, but you need to start doing something. And if you're sitting out there and you got, well, I'm doing pretty good. I got about 450,000 or 500,000 in 401 and blah, blah, blah. But if you don't have a year's supply of food for your family, and the 401 goes bye-bye when the stock market and the bond market in New York City go bye-bye, have you got anything? Brother Steve Quayle used to say it all the time on air. I used to love it when he said it. If you don't have it in your hand, you don't have it. So if you need to get any gold or silver to help you in that respect, to take place of the dollar and to have something to preserve your wealth, call Steve at 406-586-4840. Steve Quayle, 406-586-4840. And they do have, I talked to Steve yesterday, I believe, and I was talking to him about it. He does have on hand in his lockbox available to be ready to be shipped. He's got gold, silver, and he can get it to you quickly. Give him a call. Ask him what you need. Tell him what you need. Get it sent to you immediately so you can get it in your hands. Also, Brother Quayle has got 50% off. Listen up, guys. 50% off on any of his individual book titles. Now, his books, he's not going to reprint most any of them, or if he can, he'd like to, but he can't because you can't get prices and the timings, and nobody's got paper and the ink and bop, 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 bop. So while he still has any of his books, the individual book titles are 50% off right now. You can call him 406-586-4840. You tell him Old Hawk sent you, too. Tell them Old Hawk sent you, all right? Let them know. And then the other thing is the conference videos for many of the Branson conferences and the different things that he had, the Whitestone Conference, I believe, out in Montana, wherever that was at, and all the different ones. But all the Branson conferences, those conference DVDs are 50% off on the conference DVDs. Not the new DVDs that he has, the Lies of Men and Gods, or Gods and Men, or the Mega Drought and some of those, but the conference videos are half price. And there's all kind of information in there, the giants, about the UFOs, the different things. It's incredible. And those speakers were just awesome. Just awesome. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have it in your hand, you ain't got it, you know. Which comes to the fore. What's Joe, Red China Joe, trying to do? He's trying to take away the guns. He's trying to get rid of the guns. Because he knows that there's so many guns out here, they're going to have a hard time taking us over, even if they knock the power grid out. Especially if they knock the power grid out. Because all it will erupt into pow, pow, pow. You know what I mean? And defending your property, defending your family against whoever's coming down the road. And that could be any of a jillion people. Could be the Red Chinese. Could be the FEMA-ese. It could be a rogue this, rogue that. Street gangs. Or motorcycle gangs. Or just the socialist college professor down the end of the block who dyes her hair purple and is going to come with a butter knife and a kitchen knife to try to get your stuff. You see? Old Mark Kroenke used to make me laugh when he talked about that. But I would tell you what, the Lord Jesus is the key to surviving all of this. Our Father in heaven sent his only begotten son down onto this planet to be here on the planet, experience life, and to live here, and then to, he gave his only begotten son, and he was put onto the cross and crucified after torture and what have you. But he rose from the dead and went back to heaven. Repent of your sins and ask Jesus to come in your heart to be your Savior. Let him know you're serious, and he'll start to wash you clean. It's the best deal in town, let me tell you. And if you're sitting out there with a lot of faces on your mind, you know, then maybe you ought to avail yourself of the last-ditch opportunity to reach out to Lord Jesus. He knows who you are, what you've done, and all of that, because that's on record. But there's still hope for you. Still hope for you. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you, it's a preparatory time. That is what it is. And you need to read the Bible. You need to pray with your children. You need to talk to your kids and tell them about what's going on. Not to scare them, but just to avail them of the knowledge. Because nobody else is going to talk about it. The whole thing is skewed and transformed and chaos and, you know, Ordo Ab Kaio and all the stuff with the transgender and the queer this and the queer that and the war in Ukraine and this and that and the other. And the government hates MAGA Republicans and Catholics and Christians in general. And, oh, but they love the, you know, it's just nuts. So all of that is noise that takes up your time and makes you want to do what? It makes you want to push that away and say, oh, what's going on over here at the ball game? Or, oh, what's going on at the mall? Or, oh, well, the mall in San Francisco is gone now. They gave it back to the bankers. Quit paying the $500 million mortgage. Go to the grocery store. Get you some more chunky soup, if nothing else. A few more cans of chunky and Progresso soup. And bring them on home, you know. You can get Mountain House or Wise or For Patriots or Emergency Essentials or whoever it is. Get you as much of it as you can, you know. Nitro Pack, another good source. I mean, all kind of different people you can get it from. And if you can only, you can go out to Bass Pro and Cabela's, they in their camping areas. They've got some of the Mountain House cans sitting right there. If you could just do nothing else but get one of those cans, all right, that would provide meals for you and your family or your close neighbors or whatever. You can still get, even though there's shortages on rice, you can still get the big bags of rice, the big bags of pinto beans, you know. You can still get, while you can still get them, get some buckets of red wheat or golden wheat, so that you could make bread in the future. Go down the list of the preparations list. You can see it in Dare to Prepare by Holly Dale, or you can go up to standale.com and look at Holly's place where she had her initial original notes about all the different types of foods and how much to save for each child or for each man or for each woman. When to buy it, all the different things, the key items to keep, all the lists of basic tools and supplies and stuff, all the basic lists of the medical needs and that type of thing. You can get those lists. Other people have the lists. Look up preparedness lists in your search engine, not Google. In a search engine besides Google, preparedness lists. And you'll have different ones that will pop up. Oh, man. As I sit here on Friday night, and we don't know what's about to come, but, I mean, I've looked and seen all the different stuff, and then at the same time, we've got one of these loony balloons. We had three up where we were in the perfect place to enhance the weather weapon-type systems, using electromagnetic stuff and whatever, RF energy, to help to steer the winds and to create the patterns we're in right now. One of the giant energy bolts that comes up from south, from Antarctica, was off the Baja coast, creating that energy tunnel from west to east coast, and then pushing stuff on down it while the others were bringing stuff down from the north, coming in with the cooler air, bringing them into the tunnel, and then the moisture from the Gulf comes up, and whoosh, Tornado City. And may the Lord take care of all of those people who've had their homes destroyed in Alabama and in Texas and Perryton. And Lord, will you touch all the people who've had their crops? You see, this is another thing. All those baseball and golf ball signs, hell, it's destroying more of the wheat crop, you see. Destroying more of the wheat crop that over in Texas, 40 to 50% of the wheat crop didn't even come up. A lot of the wheat crop in Oklahoma didn't come up. Kansas had the smallest wheat crop since 1957. And so on up the line. And all of this weather is designed to hit crops as well and to finish them off more so. So you need to do the active thing, and every single day, if you can go to the store, if you can do nothing else, you can say, okay, it's my day. I'm going to stop off after work and I'm going to get 3 cans of chunky soup. I'm going to get another bag, small bag of rice and 3 cans of chunky soup, or I'm going to get rice-a-roni or whatever it might be. Can of pears, can of applesauce, whatever it is, vegetable, you know, mixed vegetables, all the different types of canned vegetables you could get. And no, it's not the fresh stuff. It's not the best thing, but you can also, if you can, still try to grow some fresh. But the idea is to have rations for you and your family and your close friends and fighters together to keep you alive in the times that are already aborning and starting to happen on this planet and in this country. Yes, sirree. So I don't know. Yeah, you're right there, MC. You're right there, MC Scraw. Could be. But it's usually the feds, not the cops, in my case. Anyway. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, the trick is that you'd better do what you can do to improve your chances to survive and to stay. I'll tell you another one that you better put, and I've told you this before. Get you some ACE bandages so you can wrap your knees or wrap your elbow or your shoulder. ACE bandages. You'd better get some of the stuff that you can use to, old horse liniment or arnica or the different stuff like that for pain. Bengay. Get some things like that, and I'm going to tell you another thing as well. You know, your fish tanks, you can still get. You can go to Fish Mox Fish Flex. Fish Mox Fish Flex. Put that in a Bing search engine. And you'll come up with something, and you go there, and they have different things for your fish tank, fish antibiotics, which when I looked at them, they seemed to be, when I looked at physician disc reference kind of material, it showed the exact same color, the numbers, the names, the alphanumerics, and the quantities, and the recommended dosage, all that kind of stuff was the same as the companies that make them for humans, you see. Purity, all that kind of stuff. So the fish, and then where there is no doctor, you know, that guy who wrote that real good book, you know, all those people talk about fish antibiotics. Well, if you got amoxicillin, you know, 500 milligram or something like that, maybe, I don't know, that would take about 1 every 8 hours, you know, that kind of stuff. You can look up for your fish or anybody, but you can maybe even look on Mayo or different places where you ask a question on their website and you say, what's the best antibiotic for if my fish had this, okay? Allegedly. It's all satire, ladies and gentlemen. All of this that I'm discussing is satire. But you can still get it, And the reason I say it is that, interestingly enough, there's been an announcement today or yesterday by, I believe it's Pfizer, and they're saying that there's going to be a shortage of what? Penicillin. Well, I think your fish better get some, you know, and have it at the ready. Can you imagine if the lights went out and if you had amoxicillin and cephalexin or just regular penicillin, which is available, or you had, doxycycline or whatever it might be, or if you had some of the other different ones, the ciprofloxacin, that kind of stuff, which is also available, or the Zithromax, which was used during the pandemic. They used that when you take that with the ivermectin in some cases. And now we're seeing story after story after story after story. And Robert Kennedy, he's put out a whole book that digests the information from over 450 different studies talking about vaccines and how bad they are and what they did to us. Not just the spike vax, but other vaccines. Avail yourself of the truth and then utilize the things that you might need to do it. I will tell you another one from the old blast from the past, Meso Silver, M-E-S-O, silver, one of the best high quality colloidal type silvers in the world. Frankie Keys makes it. Go to stevequayle.com, go down to the banner and click on Meso Silver. They have frequently asked questions. They have all the information about every one of their products. Get you a big carboy size if you can, you know, of it, or as many of the smaller bottles as you can, because that will help to kill germs. Arizona State study, I believe it was 79 or somewhere in there. It's either Arizona State or University of Arizona in 1979, a study about colloidal silver. And it said that it would kill bacteria, viruses, and parasites. It also said other things. But let's just stick with those that might enable you to kill those if you have something. And if it's taken daily as a preventative, an eyedropper full and a glass of water a day or something wouldn't hurt you, couple, even for your kids. I've also used it in my own eyes to clear up eye infections. I recommend it to a guy who had an eye infection. He used to sell me advertising when I was in a certain business. And he said that he'd had an eye infection for the last 18 or 20 years. I said, take this. It may sting a little bit when you first put it in, but you take an eyedropper of this colloidal silver and put it in your eye and then see what happens. He came back the next day and said, I can't believe it. My eye is starting to clear up. My infection is starting to go away. He said, I'm going to do this again. I've done it 2 or 3 times. And within a week, he came back and he said, you know what? I don't have this eye infection anymore from 20 years ago. And none of the doctors I went could do anything for it. So keep that in mind, too. But definitely get you some old ace bandages to wrap your knees, you know. Because I'll tell you what. The old devil has come down. He's going to try to wear out the saints out there. And there's a lot of you good people out there that he's going to try to wear out. I'll tell you what. You want to keep old Hawk in the air? And I hope you do. Anything is most needed or most wanted. It could be silver dime, silver quarter, silver ounce, whatever it is, 10th ounce of gold, check, or good old Federal Reserve notes. That's the easiest. That or a little bit of silver is the easiest, probably, or the check. Doesn't make any difference. Send it to Hawk, 3965. West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's so marvelous to, you know, I've been on the air 19 years now. 19 years, Brother Quayle put me up on the air for one night a week, and then he was doing five nights back then, and then he gave me one night, and then he dropped down to two nights, and then he had a second night, gave it to me. So we were doing two nights a week on the Q Files. And now I think Steve's on the air more than he's everywhere he used to be. It's so funny, but I'll tell you what. Brother Quayle told me, he said, hey, look, Hawk, this thing is all about over in the United States, about done. This country is about goner. It's about done. And I said, yeah, I've been telling people, Steve, put a fork in and it's done. But I'm going to tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And the trick is to keep you and your family safe and to try to get true sanctuary for your family. And for you, if you can, to stand in the gap against the evil that is coming and is already here. The evil's here. I mean, you got a guy who's the president of the United States at the end of a speech today saying, God save the queen. Okay? And isn't it interesting how we've got, all of a sudden, Teamster strikes in UPS, other Teamster strikes, all right? And I'm not against unions, but I'm telling you, it's a classic revolutionary activity when you're going to try to take over a country or destroy a country, you go on the longshoreman strikes. Now, they settled up sort of like a little bit of a settlement on the longshore. But the ports are backed up again. And now UPS is right on time, you see. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for our Father in Heaven. Stand for your family. Protect your home, your business, your property. Defend your good neighbors who will defend you. Mighty men and women of valor. Use your high technology. Fly your TR-3s, your TR-4s, your solar warcraft, and strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus and against the enemies of the Constitution of colorized America. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Stay in the game. Keep your eyes peeled. Mickey Lapua, Mickey, you're the best hand-to-hand. And on the old 338, keep your eyes in the optics, Mickey, and squeeze that trigger. Rodent Track and Little L, you're becoming legendary. Keep up with your studies during the summer. Get you a good book about mathematics or about history or something. Have your mom and dad, who are real good people, have them show you. Tell you.